నమామి భగవత్పాద శంకరం లోక శంకరం శంకరం శంకరాచార్యం కేశవం బాదరాయణం సూత్ర భాష్యకృతౌ వందే భగవంతౌ పునః పునః ఓం హరి ఓం తత్సత్ శ్రీగురుభ్యో నమః హరి ఓం ఓం సహనా భవతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావతీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. We'll quickly read the verse and go ahead. Nam Shri Shankarananda Guru Padambujanne.
నమ శ్రీ శంకరానంద గురు పాదాంబు జన్మమే.
అభిలాష మహామోహ గ్రాహ గ్రాసైక కర్మణే.
అభిలాష మహామోహ గ్రాహ గ్రాసైక కర్మణే.
తత్పాదాంబురుహ ద్వంద్వ సేవా నిర్మల చేతసాం.
తత్పాదాంబురుహ ద్వంద్వ సేవా నిర్మల చేతసాం.
సుఖబోధాయ తత్వస్య వివేకోయం విధీయతే.
సుఖబోధాయ తత్వస్య వివేకోయం విధీయతే.
So with this benediction ends and here onwards the teaching begins. The panchadashiki vandu konna serious on text shankara I took it. You know because panchadashi padicha see that the clarity you have to get by understanding so many upanishads you will have by understanding panchadashi.
Okay,
that is what I thought, let me do this text, serious text of dinner. Another that's the reason at least regular padam kekkava irundukon panchana.
Yeah
as I said, from this verse number 3 onwards, 3 to 10, the 7 verses discuss త్వం పద లక్ష్యార్థ, విచ్ మీన్స్ జీవ స్వరూపం ఈస్ డిస్కస్డ్, విచ్ మీన్స్ ది 7 వర్సెస్ అండ్ హౌ డూ దే రివీల్ ది జీవ స్వరూపం ఇస్ నో అన్ఫోల్డ్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది 7 వర్సెస్ విల్ హెల్ప్ ది స్టూడెంట్ అరైవ్ అట్ ది స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ ది జీవ బీయింగ్ సచ్చిదానంద. The truth of one's own self being consciousness, existence, happiness. And this is the person has to arrive at. So the unfoldment, understanding of these verses will help the student arrive at this jiva swarupa. Jiva swarupam being sachidananda atma. And here, this analysis, the self-analysis or inquiry into the truth of I is done using the analysis of the states of experience. Inga naam keela oppe solradilla, just he starts how to arrive at the truth of any individual, you know. So every individual when refers to oneself uses the singular pronoun I, and how to arrive at the truth of the individual. And to arrive at the truth of the individual being Sachidananda Atma, here the Upanishads present the Avasthatraya Vicharaha, Avasthatraya Prakriya. So analyzing three states of experience, or through analysis of the three states of experience, we arrive at the truth of the individual. The truth of the I being Sachidananda Atma. So how does the analysis begin? Look at this. It analysis begins with the analysis of the Jagrat Avastha. Now we are analyzing the Jagrat Avastha in this third verse. శబ్దస్పర్శాదయో వేద్యాః.
శబ్దస్పర్శాదయో వేద్యాః.
वैचित्र्या जागरे पृथक ततो विभक्ता तत्संवित् ऐकरूप्यान्न विद्यते Here, the waking state, what is waking state? Waking state is a state of experience wherein there is external world is experienced, and when you say the external world is experienced, it means the external world of the objects is an experience of the plurality and multiplicity of the objects, the waking state. Okay, so here, Shabda Sparsha Adayaha Vedyaha. Here the Vedyaha should be taken as the objects of knowledge, and such as sound, form, color, etc. Shabda Sparshaha. He leaves the Adi Shabda stands for the rest of the objects. Shabdaha, Sparshaha, Rupaha, Rupam, Rasaha, Gandaha. Okay. So, the sound, touch, etc. Or there are the five different, the entire world experience in five different forms as five different objects. Therefore, and Vaitriyat Jagare Prithak. And there is a plurality, the objects are innumerably countless, and they are five different types of objects, experienced to five different senses, and each object is different from every other object, which means Jagare Prithak, due to their, they are different from each other because they are varied and many. Shabda Sparshadyaha Vedyaha Jagare means Jagrat Avasthayam. In Jagrat Avastha, they are different from each other and due to their variedness. So, Vaichitriyat Prithak. And here is a big jump. From here, you have to understand this external plurality of objects is determined by the internal plurality of cognitions. Any object of cognition alone enjoys the status of being existent outside. Which means the externally whatever object is experienced, understood, cognized and known, that object is what now? Determined by the internal cognitions, which constitute the antakaranam, the mind. Therefore, the external plurality or the multiplicity of objects is determined by the internal plurality of cognitions. If there is no cognition in the mind of the object, there cannot be an object outside. Therefore, so they say that externally the varied multifarious objects of five types, and all of them are different from each other, and this external plurality or multiplicity is determined by the internal plurality of thoughts, the cognitions. That is not said in the mantra, but we have to add, supply. Now, if you understand what is every cognition, suppose internally there are thoughts, cognitions, and all those cognitions are also what now? The plurality of cognitions also. They are varied and then different. Every cognition is different from every other cognition. They are all different. And here the question comes, what is a cognition? We use different words, experience, cognition, knowledge, cognition, experience, perception. We use these different words. So what does it mean? What is the experience? What is the cognition? What is knowledge? Means any cognition or knowledge or perception experience is nothing but, it involves two factors. Because you're starting out a long time, I have to repeat the same thing. So just as when you say the bulb burns, even though we use one singular verb, bulb burns, there actually two aspects are involved. Bulb alone cannot burn. There is an invisible factor called electricity, because of which alone the bulb burns. But the electricity without the bulb also cannot contribute for the burn, the light. Similarly, the two factors, it is not a unitary aspect. It involves two aspects actually. So every cognition involves two aspects. What are they? Consciousness with the thought. Now the thought, consciousness is always eternally there, timelessly there. Consciousness does not come and go. The non-arriving, non-departing, ever-remaining consciousness is in the presence of ever-remaining, non-arriving, non-departing, ever-remaining consciousness. The thoughts which arrive, remain, depart, also there. When the thoughts come, the thought with the consciousness, the thought alone is called cognition. Therefore, if you say now there are plurality of cognitions, at this plurality, does it belong to the thoughts or the consciousness? The countability, the plurality belongs to the thoughts alone, because thoughts are many, thoughts come and go, and thoughts are varied. Therefore, each thought is different from every other thought. Which means the thoughts are, the plurality belongs to the thoughts alone. Whereas consciousness is one and same. Okay? Therefore, if we cognitively, intellectually separate the consciousness from the cognitions, from the vrittis, take the cognitions and leave the thoughts, separate the consciousness from the thoughts, and we understand the consciousness is one, singular, not plural. Thoughts are plural, multiple, countable, changeful, whereas consciousness is one, singular, not secondless, in fact. Consciousness is one, singular. And then also a changeless. One consciousness, changeless consciousness. Whereas thoughts are plural, multiple, and changeful. They keep changing. This we understand. Therefore, tataha vibhakta. Tataha means what now? From those cognitions of objects, from those experiences of the external objects, with the experiences, if we distinguish the consciousness from the thoughts, that's what tataha means. Tebhyaha anda cognition galil irundu, tataha means from them, from those experiences or cognitions of objects, if we distinguish the consciousness from the thoughts, then that consciousness is what? Not only one and changeless, it is indivisible, partless also. How to understand? Tataha vibhakta samvit. The samvit is another term for consciousness. You have already heard these words. Chit, chitihi, chaitanyam. Now the fourth word you are learning is what?
Samvit.
The samvit also is a feminine gender word. Anala, therefore what he says, vibhakta samvit. Vibhakta means what now? Distinguished. That consciousness distinguished from the thoughts in every cognition or experience or all the experiences of the external objects. What happened? Yeka rupyatu na vidyate. So what vidyate? Actually, thoughts are different, varied, plural. External objects are plural and different and varied. Internal cognitions are also plural, many, multiple and varied. And then but consciousness is one singular and the same, uniform. Na vidyate means consciousness is not, consciousness is not divisible, indivisible, undivided, partless, undivided, indivisible, partless. This consciousness is what now? One and unchanging, changeless reality. This is what we arrive at when you analyze the waking state of experience. So, instead of going to a lot of things, straight away the teacher helps us go to the cognitions. But that is not said here. It is the teacher's job. We have to make it clear. So, shabdas parsha adayaha vetyaha jagare vaichitriyatu pruthak. All the external objects experienced during the waking state are varied and different. No? Also, their multiple and plural, no? Such as sound, form, color, etc., sound, touch, etc. And these are determined by what now? The plurality of the internal plurality of the thoughts. And if you take those, the cognitions, internal cognitions or experiences, each cognitional experience is nothing but, it's not a unitary aspect, it involves two aspects. And if we cognitively separate, distinguish the consciousness from all the thoughts, we can understand, we see, this consciousness is not plural or varied like the thoughts. The plurality belongs to the thoughts only. Consciousness is one, the singular, indivisible, changeless, partless whole. It is one and the same uniform consciousness, not the varied thoughts. We can say, consciousness is one invariable factor obtaining in all the variable thoughts. That is what established here. So in the first verse, what do you understand? Consciousness is one. The oneness of consciousness, uniformity of consciousness, changelessness of consciousness, and indivisibility, divisionlessness of consciousness, you understand here. Now, here not at all, only at this point you understand. Then we go to the next verse now. The fourth verse, no, in the fourth verse, Vidyaranya Swami analyzes the dream state of mind, dream state of experience. Tatha swapne travedyam tu.
Tatha swapne travedyam tu.
Nasthiram jagare sthiram.
Nasthiram jagare sthiram.
Tadbhedo dastayo samvit.
Tadbhedo dastayo samvit.
Ekarupana vidyate.
Ekarupana vidyate.
Now, tatha. Tatha means similarly, in the same manner, swapne, atra, swapne. Atra means what now? Not only in the waking state, atra here in, when in the dream state of mind also, the dream experience also. Swapne, even though in the dream also, in the dream experience also, what now? Same thing, everything. Tatha swapne. Tatha swapne. Tatha swapne means what now? The same way things are here in the dream experience also. That means you have to apply the same analysis here also. In the dream world also, within the dream, during the dream state also, dream experience also, there are external dream external, there is a dream external world, and in that external dream world, there are dream external objects, and the dream, the plurality of the dream external objects, the external plurality of dream objects is determined by what? The internal plurality of dream cognitions. And there also, every dream cognition obtaining in the dream experience also is what? Nothing but vrittis and consciousness. Therefore, the vritti aspect, the thought aspect and the consciousness aspect, the two aspects are involved. And there also cognitively, if we separate the consciousness from the vrittis, we can see the plurality, the changefulness, the multiplicity, the variedness, the variability, all if this belongs to these, what is belong to the thoughts alone, consciousness is one, the singular, no, invariable, changeless factor. We understand that. So this much here, so the same thing, it becomes very clear. Consciousness is one, consciousness is unchanging, changeless, indivisible, uniform. So the one in the invariable, all the variable cognitions that you arrive at here also. Tatha swapne kanavilum ade poldan. This is the meaning. Tatha swapne. Okay. If exactly the same, no, we understand, we arrive at the consciousness being the being one and uniform in all the variable thoughts. We arrive at it. It's exactly like how we arrive at it through analysis of the waking experience means. Then why should we differentiate the dream experience as dream experience from the waking experience? Why do we, what is the difference between the waking state of the mind or the dream state of the mind? What is the difference between waking experience and dream experience? One, the difference is here. He says, after what now? Whereas, what the difference here with reference to this dream experience is, atra, here, with reference to dream experience, vedyam tu nasthiram. Vedyam is object experienced. Is not sthiram, not firm. What does it mean? Not firm means the objects of the dream experience are intangible, subtle products of vasanas. Intangible, subtle products of vasanas. Whereas jagare sthiram, whereas the objects experienced during the waking state are firm, the tangible, you know, gross products of elements. So the objects obtaining in dream experience are intangible, subtle products of vasanas, whereas objects obtaining in the waking are firm, tangible objects, the gross objects, gross products of tangible elements. So elemental products, waking state objects are elemental products, whereas dream objects are vasana products. Vasana products is a vasana maya produced by our own thoughts. This is the difference, one difference. Second difference is that in the dream objects are relatively have much short span of life. The waking objects have longer duration of time, whereas the dream objects have, you know, very little time, the span of life, because the time is very little. There's one thing. These are the two things which differentiate the dream experience from the waking experience. Because he says, otherwise, consciousness is one, consciousness is uniform, consciousness is invariable, consciousness changeless. Now, so what? He's going to say it continues to be the same. The waking state experience, the entire state of experience changes. The dream state of experience comes, but the consciousness obtaining in the same waking state continues to be here, where in the vrittis obtaining in dream state also. Because whether it is a dream experience or waking experience, the experience is a cognition, knowledge. The experience involves what? Two aspects, consciousness plus thought. So here also we have the plurality of the objects, external objects in both the experiences. Therefore, there's a plurality of cognitions also. Therefore, the plurality of vrittis also. But what is non-plural, what is singular, what is changeless, what is one and uniform and divisible is consciousness. So here we include one more aspect, we understand one more nature of consciousness, the continuity. Already we understood the changelessness, but here continuity of consciousness we arrive at here. One more aspect. Then, therefore he says, Acharya says, Tatha Sopne. Atra, here in this dream experience, Vedyam tu nasthiram. It's not firm and long. It doesn't have, the waking objects have relatively longer duration of time, life. Jagare sthiram. Vedyam jagare sthiram. Sopne vedyam tu nasthiram. That is the meaning. Then, tad vedaha ataha. Ataha tayoho tad vedaha. Because there is a difference in objects. Why? Because the vasana object products of vasanas and the waking objects are products of the elements, and they time wise also relatively waking objects enjoy longer span of life. The tad vedaha tayoho. Tayoho means of those two dream and waking experiences. And avirandinudaya tad vedaha tayoho of those two sopna jagradoho or jagrad sopna yoho tayoho tad vedaha. That is the difference. Otherwise there is no difference. Then, but what is not different between these two states of experience? What is one and the same common is samvit yeka rupa na bhityate. The consciousness obtaining in the dream experience is what? Is one and the same uniform consciousness. Yeka rupa na bhityate. There also what now? Consciousness is not divisible. It is undivided. Consciousness is there. One and the same consciousness. Eka rupa na bhidyate. Okay. Now, from here, we are going to the fifth verse. Supto titasya saushupta. Tamo bodo bhavet smritihi.
Tamo bodo bhavet smritihi.
Sachava buddha vishaya.
Sachava buddha vishaya.
Ava buddham tattadatamaha.
Ava buddham tattadatamaha.
Tamaha.
Tamaha.
Tamaha. Tamaha.
Tamaha.
Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha. Tamaha.
Suptotitasya
Saushupta
Saushupta
Tamo bodho bhavet smritihi
Tamo bodho bhavet smritihi
Sachava buddha vishaya
Sachava buddha vishaya
Avabuddham
Avabuddham
Tattadatamaha
Tattadatamaha.
Okay. Now, in his fifth verse, Acharya analyzes the, presents the analysis of the deep sleep state experience. And the deep sleep state of the mind is also an experience. So in deep sleep state, or if it is experience, once you hear the word experience, deep sleep state of the mind is an experience. But if you come across the word experience, remember what immediately, there must be thoughts, vrittis. Antakarana vrittis must be there. If there are no vrittis at all, experience is not possible. You know very well, consciousness without the vritti also cannot become the cognition, cannot contribute for the cognition. Vritti without consciousness also cannot become the cognition. Both must be there, only then cognition or experience is possible. Therefore, when you say the deep sleep state, there is a state of mind called deep sleep state, and which is also an experience, because if it is not an experience, you cannot talk about it on waking up from sleep. Which means, on waking up from sleep, you are able to talk about the dream experience because you have recollected, you have the memory of what you have experienced, and the recollection of the memory you had alone, you are able to remembering during the waking state. So memory, remembering of the past, the memory, what you have stored in your mind, that is possible. The memory is possible. So you cannot talk about something. Recollection is always of the memory. The memory is always of the experience. Therefore, the very fact that you're able to discuss about it during the waking state, recollect, because you had the memory. The memory is what of the what you have already experienced. The memory can never be of something which has not been experienced before. Memory is always of something which you have experienced. Even here, there is an experience in deep sleep state. And therefore, there is a memory also, and which alone is recollected during the waking state. Then, what is it experienced there? You have these two experiences of them. Eyes aham sukham aswapsam. I slept well. Nakinchid avedisham. I did not know anything. I did not know anything, you say, which means it is nakinchid avedisham is what? Ajnana vrittihi is there. Therefore, that experience is possible. Then, sukham aswapsam, I slept well, means, you know, there is also, ananda vrittihi also is there. There is a ananda vrittihi, and there is something called sukha vrittihi, ananda vrittihi, and there is also ajnana vrittihi. Because these two vrittis are there in deep sleep state, not any other object. These two vrittis are there, therefore there is experience of sukham and ajnanam. Experience of bliss and ignorance. What ignorance? I did not know anything. What did not know? I did not know I was, I did not know the universe was. This ignorance is what? Avidya. Avidya vrittihi or ajnana vrittihi and sukham aswapam sukha vrittihi. These two vrittis are there. Therefore, the cognition's experience is there. And that experience, you cannot talk about experience while you're experiencing. That experience alone becomes what? Memory. There's a memory also. And because there's a memory, recollection of the memory is possible. Therefore, what he says, Supta Uttitasya. Supta Uttitaha. Supta means Urangi Elndavan. Uttitaha means the one who has woken up from Supti, the sleep. So, having fallen asleep, the one who has woken up from his sleep is, one who has woken up from his sleep is called Supta Uttitaha. Urangi Elndavan, Urakkathirindu Elndavan. Supta Uttitasya, what he says, Smritihi Bhavet. Smritihi Bhavet. No, but the memory is there for the one who has woken up from sleep. Ninaivu irikkirathu. If there is no memory, then he cannot recollect his experience. Memory is there. The memory is always of something which is experienced. அறிவிக்காத ஒரு பொருளை நினைவில் கொள்ள முடியாது. What he says, the memory is of what he says, சௌஷுப்த தமோபோதக means knowledge of the experience of ignorance. Tamaha here means ignorance. Tamobodaha means ignorance of, say, the knowledge of the ignorance, experience of the ignorance. Tamobodaha means ariyamayai patriya arivu, experience of the ignorance. Which ignorance? Ignorance obtaining in deep sleep state. Saushupta shanna, sushupti kalina tamaha. ஆழ்ந்த உறக்கத்தில் இருக்கின்ற அறியாமை. Ignorance of the self, one's own existence, and ignorance of the existence of the universe, which obtains in deep sleep state, is called what? Saushupta tamaha. Sushupti kalina tamaha is equal to Saushupta tamaha. The Saushupta Tamo Bodaha, the experience of the ignorance obtaining in deep sleep state, in short, ஆழ்ந்து உறக்கத்தில் உள்ள அறியாமையை பற்றிய, அந்த அறியாமை பற்றிய அனுபவம் அல்லது அறிவு, என்ன சொல்றது, சௌஷுப்த தமோபோதகா, அறிவிற்கு. That experience of the ignorance obtaining in deep sleep state, that alone becomes what? The memory for the one who has woken up from sleep. In the one line, you will wonder. Supta uttitasya saushupta tamobodaha smritihi bhavet. So for the one who has woken up from sleep, for him, there is a memory of the experience of the ignorance obtaining in deep sleep state. Now, Sacha Avabuddha Vishaya. Sacha Avabuddha Vishaya. Avabuddham Tat Tada Tamaha. And that sana, adjective for smriti, and that memory, sajana, and the memory, sa smriti, that memory, the smritihi is a feminine gender word. Anala, he is using the feminine pronoun sa. Sa smritihi, that memory which this the person has woken up from sleep, from has, that memory is what? Is of the already memory is of the object understood or experienced. Avabuddha Vishaya Smriti. Avabuddha Vishayansana Aryapatta Porudaya Ninevu. The memory of the already experienced object. That memory which this person has, the one who has woken up from sleep has, that memory is of the already experienced object. And what is that object experience understood? Now what is that object experienced here? Avabuddham tat tada tamaha. Tamahana ignorance. That ignorance which is the object of ignorance is the object of experience. No, that tamaha means that ignorance is the object of experience. And that ignorance is the object of experience. What now? No, there's a memory is of the object of experience. And the object of experience is ignorance. Therefore, this person who wakes up from sleep, who's woken up from sleep, has this memory of the experience, the ignorance obtaining in deep sleep state. Now what does he say? Aham, I did not know anything. Kimapi na avedisham. I did not know anything. How is it possible for him to say that I did not know anything? Which means that that ignorance was object of experience. That memory is of the avabuddha vishaya. Avabuddham tat tada tamaha. Appol ariyappattadenna ariyamai. Appa andha ninaivattal edhai patri ninaivattal. Andha ariyappatta vishayathai patriya ninaivattal. Andha ninaivu vandu yaarukku varudhu? Ezhundhavanukku. That is what he says. Therefore, here we have to understand, even here, sabodho vishayat bhinno,
sabodho vishayat bhinno,
nabodhat svapna bodhavat,
nabodhat svapna bodhavat,
evam sthanatraye pyeka,
evam sthanatraye pyeka,
samvittatvaddinantare. Okay. Therefore, and there also that those vrittis are there, the consciousness is still what now? There also consciousness is. Because experience means there is consciousness with the vritti. Now what do you understand? These vrittis change. Keep every state of experience, the vrittis keep changing. And every state of experience also changes. But what is continuously, changelessly, invariably present in all the changing vrittis, in all the changing states of experience is the consciousness. And that consciousness is what now? So now we understand, not consciousness is one, first you understand. Consciousness is changeless, you understand later on. And consciousness is uniform. And consciousness is indivisible, you understand. And consciousness is what? Consciousness continues to exist. Therefore, that much you understood after understanding these three sets of experience. Now he is going to say, sabodho vishayat bhinno.
Sabodho vishayat bhinno.
Nabodhat.
Nabodhat.
Swapna bodhavat.
Swapna bodhavat.
So, saha bodha. Saha bodha. Vishayad bhinnaha. Saha bodha. Vishayad bhinnaha na bodhatu sopna bodhavatu. That experience is different from what the other experience. That here, again, the consciousness obtaining in the deep sleep state also is different from the object of experience there. Vishayat bhinnaha. See, the consciousness obtaining in deep sleep state is different from the object obtaining in deep sleep state, distinct, but that consciousness is not different from the consciousness obtaining in what now? In dream state or deep sleep state also, like the conscious, how the consciousness obtaining in dream state is not different from the consciousness obtaining in the waking state. Similarly, the consciousness obtaining in the deep sleep state also is not different from the consciousness obtaining in the dream state. Bodha, swapna bodhavat, saha bodha, vishayad bhinnaha, na bodhat, swapna bodhavat. So, the objects obtaining in each state of experience now is different from the other, but the consciousness obtaining in all the three states of experience is one and the same consciousness. Therefore, na bodhat bhinnaha, vishayat bhinnaha. That's the meaning. Evam, sthanatraye api samvithi yeka. Evam, in this manner, sthanatraye means tisrushu avasthasu api. In all the three states of experience also, samvithi yeka. Consciousness is one. Not only one, uniform. Not only uniform, changeless. Not only changeless, indivisible. Not only indivisible, continuous. Therefore, now he wants to say, now because consciousness is one, vrittis are many, all vrittis are pervaded by consciousness. The consciousness is all pervasive of all the vrittis. Just as light pervades the opaque things, every experience, that vritti is pervaded by consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is all pervasive also. Only one thing you have to establish. What is that? Eternity of consciousness. Timelessness of consciousness. Therefore, and now what we have to say? Samvithi tadvati dina antare. So every day we go through these three stages of experience, and this consciousness which continues to exist, changelessly, continuously, independently also. Consciousness is independent of the vrittis. Vrittis come, vrittis go. Consciousness is not dependent on the vrittis for its existence. Therefore, this consciousness which continues to exist, is what now? Not only in three states of experience, in every day throughout all the three states of experience, day to day to day, consciousness continues to exist. Dina antare, idu polave, ovvoru naalum, moondru avasthaigalilum, maarugindra ennangalil, manadil, சைத்தன்யம் மாறாமல் தொடர்ந்து இருந்து கொண்டே இருக்கிறது. டே தின அந்தரே, தினாந்தரே மீன்ஸ் வாட்? எவ்ரி டே இட் கண்டினியூஸ் டு எக்ஸிஸ்ட். நவ் ஹியர் வாட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் ஹியர், அண்ட் ஆச்சாரியர் டேக்ஸ் அஸ் டு ஒன் மோர் ஸ்டெப் ஹியர். சோ ஹி இஸ் கோயிங் டு எஸ்டாப்லிஷ் தி ஆஃப் கான்சியஸ்னஸ், நித்யத்வம். So, only then you can understand how he takes that consciousness, sees the as the truth of I, we'll see later on. Now, what is the next verse now? Masadhyayuga kalpeshu.
Masadhyayuga kalpeshu.
Gata gamyeshwane kada.
Gata gamyeshwane kada.
No deti nastamityeka.
No deti nastamityeka.
No deti nastamityeka.
No deti nastamityeka.
Samvidesha swayam prabha.
Samvidesha swayam prabha.
Okay. So, masa, masa, not only day to day, day by day, masa throughout the month, in all the changing days, changing states of experiences, consciousness continues to be there month to month. Up the, you know, throughout the years, throughout the months, throughout the years, throughout the yugas, and throughout the kalpas, and srishti to srishti, birth to day to day, birth to birth, srishti to srishti, in all the yugas, consciousness, what now? Gata agam yeshu, anekadha. So, all the varieties of, you know, things which come and go, aneka, many ways and many forms, the objects which come and go throughout, you know, consciousness continues to be there eternally, changelessly. Anekada gata agamyeshu, vandu pohindra gata agamyeshu. Gateshu agamyeshu, right now the all the thoughts come and go. All the experiences come and go. All the words come and go. All of them. What continues to be there, you know, throughout is consciousness. And that consciousness, na udeti, does not come into existence. It's all eternally, beginninglessly, permanently there, changelessly there. Na udeti, na astam eti. Udippadam illai, maraivadam illai. Na udeti, na udeti, na astam eti. It does not rise, does not set, does not begin, does not end. Therefore, eka samvid. This consciousness is, now one arrived what now? One more nature of conscious reality. First of all, we arrive at reality is consciousness. And this reality, the consciousness, one, uniform, changeless, continuous, independent, all-pervasive. Now you say it is eternal. Because continuous, it is eternal. Changelessly continuous, therefore it is absolutely eternal. And this consciousness, Swayam Prabha. Swayam Prabha means what? It is self-effulgent. Consciousness is of the nature of self-effulgence. And here, Swayam Prabha has to be understood clearly, which means, what is the Swayam Prabha? Means the whole jagat, the external world of objects, experienced in five different forms, is five different, through five different senses. They're dependent on the sense organs. Sense powers are dependent on the mind, and mind is dependent on consciousness for its very existence. Why? Because the entire objective world, subtle or gross, mind, senses, pranas, and which is the physical body, all the objects of the body, mind, sense complex, except the consciousness, is what? Part of the objective universe. Therefore, the entire objective world is what now? Is a material product. It is inert in nature. he does not enjoy this, he cannot have this, it cannot have the status of being existent if it is not known. Ariyappadatha porul irundhalum illada madri. This whole universe has the, can enjoy the status of being existent only when it becomes the known. And for the world to become the known, there must be knowledge. And for the knowledge to take place, there must be consciousness. Without the cognition, experience or knowledge, the known cannot have the state, known cannot become the known. And for the known to be, or the known without having become the known cannot enjoy the status of being existent. Because the unknown is as good as non-existent. Unknown is as good as non-existent. The inert does not have the capacity to reveal its existence to anything else. It does not know its own existence. Therefore, the inert material world of objects has the, can enjoy the status of being existent only when it becomes the known. For it to become the known, there must be the knowledge. The knowledge means the cognition is touching with vrittihi, and the knowledge is possible only if there is consciousness. The mere vritti cannot become the knowledge, cognition. Therefore, and the consciousness, therefore we say here, and the consciousness is, therefore this, everything is dependent on consciousness for its existence. Whereas consciousness is not dependent on the material mind or the senses or the world or universe for its existence. Even though consciousness is dependent on the material mind for its manifestation. It's okay. But Swayam Prabha means, therefore the world is evident to me when you say, what is the, is this consciousness, this is, suppose Swayam Prabha means, it misunderstood by Buddhists, they say, consciousness reveals itself. A consciousness knows itself. They say this. If we ask, does consciousness know itself tannittan arihirada? Unarva tannittan arihirada. Tannittan, does it prove itself? The world is, the existence of the world is proved. No, because of consciousness. Because the presence of consciousness. Just as the presence of the light proves the existence of the opaque thing, the existence of consciousness is the proof for the existence of the world. And yet the Buddhists say the consciousness proves itself. They say consciousness proves itself. Whereas the Vedanta says consciousness does not, according to Vedanta, consciousness does not require to prove, does not require the proof. Okay? Consciousness does not require the proof. So, the consciousness proves itself when they say, it is called Swalakshanavadaha of Buddhism. Swalakshanavadaha. There's one particular, you know, argument in Buddhism that they say consciousness proves itself. Whereas Vedanta says, Swayam Prakashaha, when Vedanta says, consciousness is not proved by others, nor does it prove, it's proved by, prove, it proves itself. Proves by itself. Which means, consciousness does not require a proof. What does it mean? It's like saying, when your eyes see everything, and the eyes see themselves in the mirror also, then the very seeing is the proof for the eyes being there. The seeing is the proof. And what, who should a consciousness prove to? There's a second reality other than consciousness. There's a parallel reality. Therefore, here what it means is, the one who is proving consciousness, which is the proof, can never become the proof. The proof being the proof itself is the proof. The proof being the proof of the proved itself is the proof for the proof being there. Proof being the proof of the proof itself is the proof for the proof. Therefore, the Swayam Prabhangarada, inimela you will, the standard of understanding will be a little different. In the Rambu, Rambu careful. Oh, when you say the whole world is proved by consciousness, you know, and the existence of consciousness, the proof for the existence of the world means, then consciousness, does it prove itself then? No. Consciousness does not require the proof. Then what Vedanta says, consciousness need not be proved. Consciousness does not require the proof, but the world requires the proof. Okay. Now, so what we have understood here, in this till now, we have understood consciousness is one changeless, indivisible, eternal, unchanging, the eternal reality. And now we have to understand, because consciousness is timeless, because consciousness continues to be there changelessly, now consciousness is this sat also. How do you understand consciousness is the sat? Chit is the sat. There is no sat other than chit. What is satyam? Why do you say? There is a definition of satyam. What is definition of satyam? That which is there in all three periods of time, non-negatively, is the satyam. This is the definition of satyam. Okay, trishu kaleshu abaditam yad tat satyam. So that which is there non-negatably in all three periods of time is satyam. The definition of satyam. Now you apply this definition to consciousness. What happens in all three periods of time, you know, that which is always there eternally, continuously, changelessly, independently, all pervasively. That which is there always, eternally, independently, all pervasively, changelessly, is non-negatably there. Because what is negate, what becomes negated as an object is what? In everything, no? Which comes and goes. But what is there non-negatively is consciousness. Therefore, due to its nityatvata, due to its timelessness, due to its continuous existence, continuously changeless, due to its continuous changeless existence, due to its eternity, consciousness is satyam. Chit alone is sat. Sat means what? Existence. What is existence? Existence is that, the reality. What is reality? Reality. Absolute reality is that which is all, it is all negatively there in all three periods of time. Non-negatable alone is satyam. What is non-negatable? All the thoughts get negatable. Every state of experience get negatable. In all the cognitions, all the thoughts get negated. But what is non-negatable in all the variable cognitions is the invariable consciousness. Therefore, it is non-negatable. It is trikala abhaditam. Therefore, consciousness, the chitti, is the satyam. Okay, now, what is this chitta? Now, next step you have to leap here is, Acharya does not say, it is through sampradaya we have to understand this. When you analyze the three states of my mind, okay, I see it is like a sort of individual postmortem, philosophical, spiritual postmortem. When we do, everything becomes negated, and what is non-negatably, there is what? Consciousness. Therefore, the chit conscious alone is sati. Now the question comes, now what is this aham? Nanangirudhu ingle ennirukku. I've understood the, I've taken the entire mind. I've seen that the entire mind is nothing but a state of experience. And each state of experience is nothing but cognitions and experiences. And all the experience and cognitions, if I separate, and the vrittis, they come and go. And then non-arriving, non-departing, changeless, permanent, eternal thing is consciousness there. Therefore, non-ngirudhu enna, if you take, what is this non? What is this I? Or I am? Whether you say I or I am, it is a cognition. Or it is a self-cognition, self-knowledge. I am, it is self-knowledge. World is, the world knowledge. Therefore, I am, I itself is knowledge. Aham, asmi is also what? Knowledge. And what is this knowledge? Cognition. Self-cognition. And this anything cognition means what? Or self-experience. Non irikkirenengirudhu or anubhavam. It is experience, it is self-cognition, it is knowledge. And if we take this cognition means what? Consciousness plus vrittihi. Now, of these two, what am I? Am I vritti or am I consciousness or am I both? Relatively, I am what I am of both spiritual and material person. I am of two personalities, spiritual and material. But of these two, what is permanent, what is non-negatable alone can be taken as the intrinsic nature. What comes and goes cannot be taken as the intrinsic nature. What is permanently there alone can be taken as an intrinsic nature. Like what? When we find the heat in hot water, when we find the heat in fire, what is eternal and what is ephemeral? That the heat obtaining in the hot water comes and goes. That cannot be taken as the intrinsic nature of the water. But the heat in fire does not come and go. It is permanent. Therefore, it is the intrinsic. Similarly, here when you say I, what comes and goes cannot be taken. The cognition comes and cognition goes. In that cognition, I thought comes, I cognition is there. I thought goes, cognition goes, but what is there? I, the consciousness, I continues to be there. Naan irikkirenengra arivu enna vritti jnanam. Naan engrathu vritti jnanam. Therefore, the cognition goes. When in deep sleep state, the cognition goes, experience goes. In waking state, the cognition comes. Which means, of the two also, and the vritti comes and goes. The I thought comes, I cognition is there. I thought resolves, in deep sleep state, cognition goes. Even the thought goes, what is there permanently is consciousness. Therefore, anything that which is permanently there alone can be taken as an intrinsic nature. That which comes and goes should not be taken as an intrinsic nature. Therefore, the intrinsic nature of I must be the consciousness. Why consciousness must be the intrinsic nature of I? Because consciousness alone is there non-negatively, changelessly, timelessly, eternally, permanently. Therefore, the intrinsic nature of I is what? The truth of I, the substance of the substantive I is nothing but consciousness. And that consciousness being non-negatable, it is existence. Therefore, what am I? I, the self, am Satchidatma. I, the self, am Satchidatma. This much, you have to derive this corollary from the understanding of the meaning of these verses. The verse do not reveal this. So, I, the self, am Satchidatma, consciousness, existence, is over. Now, one more thing is baki irukkenade, anandaha. This self, this consciousness, which is the chit sat, is in fact happiness. There is no happiness other than consciousness or fullness. That we have to arrive at. So now he is good. Very beautifully he is explaining the following verse.
Iyamatma paranandaha.
Iyamatma paranandaha.
Parapremaspadam yataha.
Parapremaspadam yataha.
Manabhuvam hi bhuyasam.
Manabhuvam hi bhuyasam.
Iti premaatmani kshyate.
Iti premaatmani kshyate.
Now he says, Iyam. That's what, now what I explained to you already. Because this consciousness happens to be the intrinsic nature of Aham, Vritti Jnanam. Whatever. Consciousness is the truth of I. And this can't, but now Satchidatma. So, Iyam Samvit Atma. The Iyam Galandu, adjective for Samvit, supply pannikunanga. You have to supply the word Samvit. Iyam Samvit, it is this consciousness which is the intrinsic nature of I. Therefore, Iyam, this consciousness is the innermost essence. Atma. His consciousness is Atma. Iyam Samvithu Atma. There is no self. There is no other innermost essence, essential reality, inner, intrinsic nature other than consciousness for the I. Therefore, Iyam Samvithu Atma. His consciousness is the content of I, okay, the self, the Atma. In the Atma, non-gradhanade, in the consciousness dan. So, Iyam Samvithu Atma. Now, this consciousness, which is the in, this Satchit Atma, this Satchit, this consciousness, which is existence, which is the intrinsic nature of I, which is the Atma, is paranandaha, is absolute happiness also, happiness, fullness. This is what now? This is happiness, this is the fullness. The self is fullness. Consciousness is of the nature of fullness. Why, how do we say this consciousness is of the nature of fullness? Ananda happiness, the absolute happiness, source of happiness, how do we say? Because parapremaspadam yataha. Yataha, because parapremaspadam, because parapremaspadam means it is the absolute object of love. It is the most loved. Premaspadam. Premana love. Aspada means object. Parapreva aspada means object of absolute love. Which means Atma is of the Atma is the most loved. And therefore, Atma is of the nature of happiness. Then the how to understand this? Clear? What is the logic? See, we arrive at the nature of the self through logic with support of the Shruti. What is the logic? Whenever human beings have love for anything in the world, liking for anything in the world, that love for anything in the world is possible only if the object is what? A source of happiness and pleasure. No human being, no being in the world will have liking or love for something which is not an object of pleasure, which is not a source of pleasure. If anything which causes pain, we will hate it. You will not have liking. You will not have love for it. Therefore, human beings always have love for all the beings in the world, have love for objects which are desirable, and the desirable means what? The desirability is dependent on their being source of happiness. இன்பத்தை சுகத்தை தருகிற விஷயங்களில் தான் நமக்கு பற்று இருக்கும், அன்பு இருக்கும். For love is always for the objects which are source of happiness. Isn't it a fact?
Yes.
Therefore, இதுக்கு பேர் வியாப்தி. இந்த அனுமானத்துல you have to understand. இங்க இந்த அனுமானம் வந்து the inferential knowledge involves four important factors. First சொல்லிட்டு உங்களுக்கு first factor is இப்ப வியாப்தி. இந்த வியாப்தின்னு சொன்னா இட்ஸ் லைக் எக்ஸாம்பிள் சொல்றோம் உங்களுக்கு, எத்த எத்த அக்னி தூமா தத்ர தத்ர வன்னிஹி. என்ன அர்த்தம்? Wherever there is smoke, there is fire. இது வந்து நமக்கு வியாப்தி ஞானம். வியாப்தி ஞானம் சொல்றோம், எத்த எத்த வன்னி தூமா தத்ர தத்ர வன்னிஹி. எத்த எத்த வன்னிஹி தூமா தத்ர தத்ர வன்னிஹி, this is the வியாப்தி, which means what is the conclusion there? What is the ஞானம்? There is fire on the mountain. How do you understand? It's called சாத்தியம். What is the final conclusion you arrive at is சாத்தியம். There is fire on the mountain. No, பர்வதே பர்வதா வன்னிமான் அப்படின்னா, பர்வதா வன்னிமான், there is fire on the mountain, the mountain has fire there, is the concluded knowledge, conclusion you arrive at. This is sadhyam. This is sadhyam. So, what is the hetuhu? In the conclusion, varadukku enna karanam? Hetuhu enna nu ketta? Dhoomavatvat. Dhoomavatvat anna, pugai irupadu vandu hetu. புகை பார்க்கறதா தூமவத்வாத்து, பர்வத்தகா தூமவான் தூமவத்வாத்து, பிகாஸ் தி மவுண்டன் ஹாஸ் ஸ்மோக் ஐ கம் டு த கன்க்ளூஷன் சாத்தியம் எனது பர்வத்தகா வன்னிமான், மவுண்டன் ஹாஸ் ஃபயர். என்ன வியாப்தி ஞானம் என்னங்க? எத்த எத்த தூமா தத்ர தத்ர வன்னிஹி. இது வியாப்தி. இப்ப ஹேத்து சரி, திருஷ்டாந்தம் வேணுமே. எங்க எப்படி பார்த்திருக்கோம் திருஷ்டம்? இல்ல எக்ஸாம்பிள் எந்த மாதிரி அப்படின்னு கேட்டா, பாக்கசாலாவத்து ஆர் யஜ்யசாலாவத்து. யஜ்யசாலையில பார்த்திருக்கோம், யஜ்யசாலா பாக்கசாலா, இன் போத் தீஸ் பிளேசஸ் வி ஹவ் சீன் வாட். இந்த காலத்துல ஸ்மோக் பார்க்க முடியாது பாக்கசாலால. சோ யூ ஹேவ் டு திங்க் ஆஃப் ஒன்லி யஜ்யசாலா. இல்ல கேஸ் அச்சனும். சோ யஜ்யசாலாயாம் வா பாக்கசாலாயாம் வா பூர்வம் திருஷ்டம். முதல்ல பார்த்திருக்கோம், என்ன பார்த்திருக்கோம்? Whenever I saw the smoke, I saw the fire before. ஆனா பாக்கசாலாயாம், பாக்கசாலாவத்து திருஷ்டாந்தம், பாக்கசாலாவத்து லைக் இன் த கிச்சன், லைக் இன் த யஜ்யசாலா, த பிளேஸ் ஆஃப் ஃபயர் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ். Now, I see only the smoke here. I arrive at the conclusion that there is fire on the mountain. இப்ப என்ன வியாப்திஹின்னு சொன்னா, வியாப்தி ஞான, வியாப்திஹி ஹேதுஹு திருஷ்டாந்தா சாத்தியம். இது பக்ஷஹ வந்து மவுண்டன். இப்ப அஞ்சு ஃபேக்டர் சொல்லணும். பக்ஷஹ மவுண்டன். வாட் இஸ் அண்டர் டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் நவ்? மவுண்டன். This anumana jnanam involves five factors. Look at this. Pakshaha. Pakshaha na mountain. First pakshaha. A thing, the object and a discussion is called pakshaha. Now, what is the sadhyam? What is the conclusion now you arrive at? Parvataha vanniman. The mountain has fire. The conclusion is a sadhyam. What is the hetuhu? How do you arrive at conclusion? The karanam enna, hetu enna? Appadina dhumavatvat. Parvataha dhumavan. Dhumavatvat. Appadina adu hetu. Udaharanam namakkiya drishtantam enna? Drishtantaha yajnashalavat or pakashalavat. அது திருஷ்டாந்தா. என்ன பக்ஷா என்ன? சரி, பக்ஷங்கிற இந்த வியாப்தி ஜானம் என்ன? எத்திர எத்திர தூமஹா தத்ர தத்ர வன்னி வியாப்தி ஜானம். இந்த வியாப்தி ஜானம் இருக்கு. ஹவு டு கெட் இஸ் வியாப்தி ஜானம்? திருஷ்டாந்தா இருக்கு இல்லையா? பூர்வ ஜானத்தினால இருக்கு, பூர்வ அனுபவத்தினால இருக்கு. பிரத்யக்ஷமா பார்த்திருக்குமே இங்க, இப்ப யஜ்யசாலை பார்த்திருக்கோம். அதனால திருஷ்டாந்தம் அது. சோ நவ் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் திஸ். சோ வியாப்தி பக்ஷஹ சாத்யம் ஹேது திருஷ்டாந்த மாதிரி புரிஞ்சுக்கணும். இவ பர்வத்தா வன்னிமான் கன்க்ளூஷன் எப்படி வந்தால் அந்த ஹேத்து அதுமத்வாத்து. அப்ப அந்த ஹேத்துக்கு திருஷ்டாந்தம் கொடுத்தாச்சு. திஸ் வியாப்தி ஜானம் ஆசும். Similarly, there is vyapti jnanam in you namakku irukku. Enna vyapti jnanam? Yatra yatra premaspadatvam tatra tatra ananda hetutvam. Tatra tatra ananda hetutvam. Wherever there is lovability, there is what? There is as happiness. An object which enjoys the status of being an object of love enjoys the status of being the source of happiness. இது வியாப்தி ஞானம். இந்த வியாப்திய வச்சு ஹேத்துவ கொடுத்து நமக்கு என்ன பக்ஷா என்ன? ஆத்மா சச்சித் ஆத்மா இஸ் தி பக்ஷா. The consciousness which is of the nature of existence, which is the intrinsic nature of I, which is the truth of I, Atma, is Pakshaha. Atma is Pakshaha. Menna prove pannu kadasila Sachid Atma Paranandaha. This consciousness which is the nature of existence, this Atma is fullness. Appadingirathu sadhyam namakku varanum. அதுக்கு ஹேத்து வேணும். இப்ப ஹேத்து கொடுத்தியா? பரமாஸ்பதத்வாத் பரம ஆஸ்பதத்வாத் ஆத்மா ஆனந்த ஸ்வரூபா. இப்ப ஹேத்தும் கொடுத்தாச்சு. அனலைஸ் இட் நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். ஓம் நமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீ குரு நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.